Nice to see everyone that was able to come out here tonight. And I want to tell Adam again, wonderful job you done this morning. It was brought across and gave me a different view of some things that, well, I always like a little bit different view on things. Simple, but the truth. Whenever I do give a talk, I think last time I said I like putting a title to the talk, and so that kind of gives a little framework as to where I'm going to try to stay within. And the title of this talk would be, If I Had a Hammer. Now, if I were to ask Gary, could you give me a quick count of how many hammers you have in your shop? Just a rough guesstimate.
10.
Well, that's a lot less than what I thought. How many do you have in yours?
Five.
Well, gee. Well, a hammer's a hammer. Seven. Well, okay, then I guess I'm over. I've got way more than I need. Because I've done a quick count, just out of one toolbox, I come up with just a little over 30. And if I were to do a good count, it'd probably come closer to about between 65 and 70 hammers. Now, granted, all these hammers aren't what you would consider a carpenter's hammer. Some of them are like an iron worker would use, would be like a 3-pound smash hammer, or blacksmith would use, which has a wedge, a 3-pound with a wedge head. With my own trade, I used about 4 different hammers pretty much every day, either being a curved claw or straight claw, long handle, 28 ounce versus a 16 ounce short handle. You know, there's every job had a little bit different criteria, depending on whether I was doing framing work or if I was doing trim work or if I was doing cabinet work. Well, what made me think of this was when I was growing up, my house that I grew up in always had some kind of music going on. Either it was a radio or a record player. It was either one of the sisters or mom had music going. So consequently, there was always some kind of singing or something going on. And there was one trio that had a song, and I thought that they were the first ones to ever sing this song, and I done a little, I Googled it, and found out that the song was actually wrote back in 1949, and a few people published it, but didn't really, it was no big hit. But when Peter, Paul, and Mary sang it, they sang it at in 1963 when Martin Luther King done his march on Washington and gave his I Have a Dream speech. They sang the song, and anybody here that is over the age of 50 might remember If I Had a Hammer. Well, now you're asking me, okay, Bob, what's that got to do with the passage you had read?
Well, it has to do with the number of hammers, but all the hammers were not constructed to do the same thing. Just like we, being all part of a body, don't have the same abilities to do work that is required to be a part of God's family. With a hammer, you would not take a 10-pound sledgehammer in to drive finish nails into trim. But at the same time, you wouldn't take a tack hammer out on a job site and try to drive tent stakes or forming stakes. There are many here tonight, and I'm that could be up here, and I would say they're sledgehammers. They could deliver a talk that would really wow you. I'm going to put it that way, in Bob's vernacular. Or me, you know, I kind of go along the lines of maybe a tack hammer or maybe a small ball peen hammer. Not a whole lot to brag about. But we are all still part of that body. And I see faces that know that how I struggle at getting up here. But I do know and I do understand I ain't going to get any better at it if I don't try, if I'm not up here. Just like Brandon, when he first, probably the first time he led a song, he probably second-guessed himself. Or Gerald. I'll put Gerald up there. It wouldn't have been probably that many years in our age, not too long back, that he would be willing to step up what you consider cold and back up a speaker. Or Alan get up here and lead a song in a cold reading. Something I'd never attempt to do. One, I can't even carry a tune in a bucket. But that being said, I'm just basically bringing to light how each and every one of us are a member of a special family. And that special family, whether you be the head, the heart, or the intestines, we are all needed. Speaking of the uncomely parts, I have been in a lot of discussions with different ones. I call them my breakfast group. And we have a vast array of opinions. And I remember that one gentleman made a statement, and I recalled when two apostles were wanting to be set on the right and left hand of Christ. And I told him, I says, well, okay, that's okay. I'd be tickled pink just to be sitting over in the corner next to a mouse. That, just as long as I'm there, that's all I want. I want to get there. To be big and... But whatever I experience there will dwarf anything that mankind could ever present to me or to anybody here. This hasn't really come off exactly the way I had planned, but it's close. Somebody took the clock up here. Don't know how much time I got left. Till I'm done? Well, Dan, you remember I am a wrecking ball. Having this group to come to. And not just to worship with, but there has been times when I have had to call on this group for other things. Parts of the body. And I thank God that those body members were available. You all are a point of joy and comfort. And I hope that God blesses me with enough years to maybe one day bring something to you that might seem a little more polished. But for now, this is Bob. And Bob's trying to do better. And with the help of everyone here, my family, my body parts, this will all come to for me to be a senior moment. I'll be able to realize the things that I would like to be able to do. And that pretty much runs me out of something to talk about.